Thank you for joining me for another video. Today we are going to talk about co-op buyers. So there are a couple things that you should know when buying a co-op or working with a buyer that is looking to buy a co-op. So let's get into it. The first thing is income. So you should know income because if they are going into a co-op application with kind of a low income, around $20,000, it could hurt their chances of getting approved by the board. If there are several incomes involved, the bottom line is you need to know what the income is because your job is to get them the best chance of passing the board and getting that new co-op. The second thing is down payment. So most co-ops require about 20% down payment at the minimum. Some of them are 10%, some of them are 25%, but for the most part, you should know that 20% is a safe number, that they should at least have that to put in the, you know, as a down payment on their co-op. The next thing is pets. Do they have pets? The reason is because not every building is a pet-friendly building, and you want to make sure that if you are showing people co-ops, that you're showing them co-ops, you know, that are pet friendly, because you're going to show, you know, 10, 15 places and then find out they have a pet and they can't buy in that building, which is sad for both you and the buyer. The next thing is who is buying. The reason you need to know who is buying is because you want to know whose finances are going to be going on the application. You need to make sure that they are educated on the process and how much they're going to have to, you know, put their W-2s and all this stuff, which we'll talk about in another video, as far as assets and liabilities. It's always good to know that setup so you know who is involved in the process. Okay. The next thing is reserves. So reserve money is basically after all is said and done, you've paid, you know, the down payment, you own the place, paid your closing costs, how much liquid money is in the bank. The reason that's important is because most co-ops look for at least 12 months of reserves. Let's say you lost your job and they want to make sure that in the building, you know, no one is foreclosing, and that's good news for you too. That's not something that you should take as offense because they want to make sure that anybody that buys in that building is going to keep, you know, their finances in place. And that's good for you because in co-ops, you all own a stock together. It's not real property, it's stock. So you want to make sure that everything is going good. And what the good rule of thumb, I would say, is the maintenance plus the mortgage every month times 12. And that's the minimum that your buyer should have in the bank. So that's again, a good rule of thumb, and that's liquid reserves in the bank. The last thing is debt. So debt. So there's two things about debt. The first thing is that if, you know, normal stuff, student loan, credit cards, mortgage on a house, financing a car. But like I had just mentioned, student loans is something that people forget about if they're in a program where there's forgiveness after 10 years. At this time, that debt still belongs to you. So you need to make sure that you know that number. And the second thing that people forget is cosign. Did you ever cosign for anyone on a loan or anything like that? Because if that person stops paying, that debt is now yours. They will come looking for you to pay that. So you need to make sure that you understand that that is still a part of your debt until it's paid off. So I hope these tips are helpful on things that you should know, and I'll see you in the next round.